House Special Committee on Budget for Thursday, June 9th, 2005. Open a work session on House Bill 5136, Department of... I won't do that one.
I'm going to do an easy one.
House Bill 20...
89?
89A, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2089 allows state or local governments to withhold payment of tax collected on camping and recreational vehicle spaces until the amount collected by the agency reaches or exceeds $100. The measure also allows private entities to withhold payment of taxes collected on camping and recreational spaces until the amount collected reaches or exceeds $100, or by December 31st of each year if the $100 threshold is not met. This bill is an efficiency measure and does not have a revenue or fiscal impact. The subcommittee recommends 2089A be reported out, do pass.
Representative March reports 2089A out with a do pass recommendation. Comments? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 2123, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Oregon's water code requiring a permit to use groundwater was enacted in 1955. Pre-1955, groundwater users had an opportunity to register their water use under statute as a certificate of registration. According to the Water Resources Department, there are currently more than 4,000 such certificates of registration. These certificates are not final determinations of the water use. This bill would give the Water Resources Department the ability to make modifications to the groundwater registrations before a final registration or final determination, as long as the modification is consistent with the certificate of registration. There is not an enlargement of water use, and there is no injury to other water users as a result of this. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2123 be reported out, do pass.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Comments?
A question about, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Representative.
Reading the book, the bill, it says the commission shall adopt fees not to exceed $500 for actions taken to modify a certificate of registration. Is this a new fee that has not existed in the past?
That's correct, because there was no ability in the past to modify the registrations. And this fee is in line with other charges. If you had a fee, as I recall, if you had a post-1955 certificate or permit, and you were modifying that, you'd also have to pay a fee. And so, but because the pre-1955 ones were not included in that law, now that we're allowing them to make some modifications to it, they would have the same application type fees.
Thank you.
Additional comments? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Let's go to House Bill 5136, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5136 is the budget bill for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. This agency is responsible for developing and maintaining standards for employment and providing training to over 36,000 public safety professionals and volunteers. The Public Safety Memorial Fund is also administered by this agency. The subcommittee recommends a budget of $39.8 million of total funds and $8.5 million general fund. This budget grows by 70% from the 03-05 budget, driven by three major factors: the opening of the new facility in Salem, scheduled for July 2006, the increased debt service for this new $75 million facility, and the planned expansion of the basic law enforcement training from 10 to 16 weeks. The subcommittee approved packages totaling over $4.5 million relating to the operation of the new facility, including the food service and housekeeping costs of the growing number of students. An additional 23 positions were added for the operation of the new facility and the expanded agency, including maintenance personnel, financial staff, groundskeepers, and other required folks to operate the new facility. Another set of packages totaling $2.6 million and 26 positions were approved to implement the expanded basic law enforcement training. There will be significant roll-up costs in 07-09 given the timing of the opening of the new facility and the expansion to the 16-week training schedule scheduled to start in January 07. Regional training for both law enforcement and fire personnel were increased by this budget, restoring reductions made in the past two biennia to these programs. The subcommittee reversed the governor's proposal to fund all programs formally financed with criminal fines and assessments, or CFAA, revenues for general fund. Under this budget, only the $8.5 million required for the debt services financed with general fund, with the remaining programs being funded with CFAA, fire insurance premium tax, and fee revenue. Representative Henson, do you want to finish that last sentence?
Yes. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5136 be amended and reported out with a due pass as amended.
Representative Smith and Hanson recommend the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Comments? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5140, Representative Boone.
Oh, gosh, and I'm doing this without glasses. I sneaked out for a walk. I think I can do it.
We have a time rope.
Okay, thanks. House Bill 5140 is a fee ratification bill for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. Originally, this bill included increases for seven fees relating to the agency's private security program, but after further review of updated information, it was determined that these fee increases were not required to fund the program. As a result, the fees were returned to their formal levels. The proposed amended bill replaces the original fees with a fee for the retired police certification program, which had been mistakenly left out of the original bill. This $40 fee was established during the 2003-05, and if approved, it will generate roughly $1,000 during 2005-05. I think they mean 07. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5140 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Boone recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Comments? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5138, Racing Commission, Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5188 is the budget bill for the Oregon Racing Commission. The Racing Commission regulates all aspects of racing in Oregon, including live and simulcast horse and greyhound race meets, off-track betting facilities, and wagering through six interstate wagering hubs that are located here in Oregon. Commission revenues are received from the state share of paramutual receipts from the race meets and the hubs, from licenses and fees, and from unclaimed winnings. By law, the commission is to transfer revenue in excess of expenditures to the general fund. The recommended budget totals $4,257,330 other funds and 12.98 FTE. The budget includes a reduction of $759,718 and seven positions related to the regulation of live greyhound racing due to the discontinuation of racing at Multnomah Greyhound Park. The budget also makes reductions to reflect lower PERS and attorney general rates. The budget was increased $125,000 for payments to benefit the Oregon paramutual racing industry from hub revenue. The subcommittee also reviewed the commission's ending balance and directed that a six-month operating reserve be maintained due to uncertainty over future revenue. As a result of this action and a projected decrease in revenue from multi-jurisdictional hubs, the commission will transfer nearly $400,000 less to the general fund than is assumed in the governor's budget. The Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development recommends that House Bill 5138 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Comments? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. This is a budget that came through our General Government and Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee. The Racing Commission does a very fine job. Staff did a very fine job presenting this. However, I have a conscientious objection to gambling, and so I'll be a no vote on this. My vote should not affect, though, the outcome of this budget.
Additional comments? Objections beyond Representative Smith. Petition to let the
go to the post.
Let the record reflect a motion passes with Representative Smith objecting. House Bill 2186, relating to voluntary agreements with the Water Resources Department, Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A pilot project was established last session that authorized the Water Resources Department to enter into voluntary agreements for expedited agency action on an application or other request for agency action. Under this agreement, the applicant pays the actual cost to process their application outside the normal department process. In addition to the cost of the expedited processing, the department collects a statutorily required application fee. Under current law, the department has the authority to operate the program and collect fees through January 1st, 2006. House Bill 2186 would remove the sunset. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2186 be removed. Reported out, do pass. And Mr. Chair, this is really how government should work. We discussed this quite a bit in committee. And 2 years ago, there was opposition. The main opposition to this was it was just going to be a benefit to those that could afford to hire out their own work outside the department. But in reality, it has done that, taking those complicated issues out of the department, private people, while being overseen by the department. And it's loosened up the queue for those that want to go through the old-fashioned normal department process. This is great government. I urge on. I vote.
Super. Thank you very much. Representative Schaffler, I'm sorry.
Just a comment.
Representative.
Mr. Chair, I believe that this one violates a fundamental rule in the fiscal arena that the pony can't be longer than the bill.
So now we have good government and great government. Additional comments, since I got ahead of this. Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. That completes our agenda for today, so we will stand in recess.